It's a study that focuses closely on the economics of migration, and a surprise for those who think that migrants are a drain on the country's resources. The team from University College London found that recent migrants were 45% less likely to claim benefits than people born in the UK, and 3% less likely to live in social housing. Professor Christian Dustman, who led the research, says there are two reasons for these figures.
One reason is for, in particular, EEA immigrants, they have higher labour force participation rate. That means more are working. Another reason is that they are receiving less in terms of benefits. And these are the main reasons for those differences we find.
But different groups of migrants made varying contributions to the British economy. In the decade before 2011, people who've come here from the European Economic Area, that's the EU, plus Norway, Iceland and Liechtenstein, paid 34% more in taxes than they received in state benefits. But migrants from outside the EEA contributed just 2% more than they received, though that still compares favourably with native Britons. On average, they paid 11% less in tax than they received in state aid. That's not the whole picture, though. Looking at a different timescale, between 1995 to 2011, the UCL study found that immigrants from non-EEA countries actually claimed more in benefits than they paid in tax. That statistic was the one that caught the attention of Sir Andrew Green, head of Migration Watch, who said in a statement,
"It's very interesting that this report finds that non-EU migrants since 1995 have made a negative contribution to the national budget, yet they've accounted for two-thirds of foreign immigration over the past 15 years. As regards EU migrants, much of the benefit stems from their relative youth, but like the rest of us, they will get older. No allowance has been made in these calculations for future pensions or for higher health costs in old age."
It's not clear, however, if those higher health costs will actually happen. Professor Dustman says he expects many EU migrants to actually leave the UK as they get older and return home. David Cameron, for his part, knows that migration is an issue that worries many voters. Large majorities of Britons have been opposed to immigration for the last 50 years. In the 1960s, according to the British Election Survey, more than 80% of people said immigration had gone too far. That figure has fallen slightly, but still stands at roughly 60%. So the Prime Minister has been keen to show he's tough on immigration ahead of the relaxation of controls on Romania and Bulgaria on January the 1st next year.
By the end of this year, and before the controls on Bulgarians and Romanians are lifted, we're going to strengthen the test that determines which migrants can access benefits. And we're going to give migrants from the EEA, from the European Economic Area, a very clear message. Just like British citizens, there is no absolute right to unemployment benefit. The clue is in the title. Job seekers' allowance is only available to those who are genuinely seeking a job.
But the danger is the government will constrict economic development if it cracks down on migration. A government commission review published this week showed migrants are filling a fifth of jobs in key industries because of a lack of skilled British graduates. While yesterday, the Director General of the Confederation of British Industry, John Cridland, warned that immigration was necessary to keep the British economy growing.
In the short term, where the right skills are not available at home, we need an immigration and visa system which says we're open for business. Some of the factually incorrect, emotive debates around immigration are unhelpful and damaging. The world around us continues to change rapidly. Britain must keep up.
So Mr. Cameron faces the dilemma. As today's report underlines, migrants are now hugely important for the economy. But an influx of foreigners, especially from Romania and Bulgaria, could do him significant political damage in next year's European elections, with UKIP ready to gather up disgruntled voters.